Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
Are we going to recklessly speculate in this segment? I mean, what you just read to me was like, oh my God.
Jim Nagy.
He runs the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, 30 minutes ago tweeted, got a text yesterday from possible slash likely first round pick in 2025 NFL draft, telling me he suffered a torn ACL in practice 2 days ago.
Ooh.
Total gut punch. Everyone at Senior Bowl is praying for a full and speedy recovery for that young man.
But they don't say who or what position.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And I thought like Carson Beck or Quinn Ewers would be the first player.
Well, Quinn Ewers is out this week, and Arch Manning is going to get the start against who are they playing this weekend?
Texas.
Do they have a... I'm trying to think. It's Oklahoma's next weekend.
Yeah, it's next weekend. I don't know.
Whoever Texas has, some random SEC opponent, I'm sure. But I'd be more interested to know.
UL Monroe.
They have UL Washington on their schedule. Mm. Great. Love that. Had a toothpick and everything.
Maryland's alma mater.
So we have, he didn't say a position, right? He just said first round talent.
First overall pick.
Oh, he said first overall pick?
That's right.
Possible, likely first round pick.
First round pick. Okay, first round pick.
Yeah, so vague.
It could be anybody, right? I don't know how many linemen are projected or anything like that.
Hopefully it's not Carson Beck.
I mean, my God.
If it is, he's going to have a speedy recovery with one of the Cavender twins by his side.
That's right.
Must be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we get into it a little bit later with Mitch Holtis, who will be on the call Sunday evening. You can hear that game right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Do you guys have any sort of nervous feeling about this game?
Because you're asking the wrong guy.
Okay. I guess I can never. I just.
Yes.
I don't. And
good.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel as nervous as I did in the Cincinnati game. Now, a lot of people are like, why would you be nervous about Cincinnati? It's like, well, it's a rivalry game. Like, it's one of those where, like, emotions can make you do something a different way, which obviously you saw that happen to Ja'Marr Chase when we called that in the script.
Mm-hmm.
But this game, look, Atlanta's loaded, right? Atlanta's got a loaded offense. We said everything last year when we were talking about this team. If they just had a head coach and a quarterback, they would be pretty dangerous. Their defense is good enough. It's not great, but it's good enough. And their offense, I mean, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, who's yet to arrive in 3.5 years. I think we've all given up on him. And then they had Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And Atlanta's game week one was a little...
But they had that one touchdown against the team last week. Who did they play last week?
The Eagles.
The Eagles, that's right.
They looked like maybe in that 2 minute drill, I guess 49 second drill, Kirk Cousins, bing, bing, bing. Game winner.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that with his stars. Drake London. They got Darnell Mooney, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, and Kirk Cousins. But the thing that's why I'm not nervous about this game is, one, Philadelphia's not Kansas City.
Right.
Nobody's Kansas City.
Whose defense do you think is better right now? Would you take Philadelphia's defense or Kansas City's defense
the
right
Chiefs?
Now? Yeah.
The Chargers.
I'm saying Philadelphia or Kansas City. Oh. The Chargers have given up 6 points. They've also played nobody.
It's not their fault.
No, it's not. You're 100% right about that. But I think sometimes, like, I know, I'm sure this morning there's going to be a ticker tape parade in New York for Aaron Rodgers.
There should be. He was good last night.
He was very good last night.
If we're going to trash him when he's bad, we need to give him his flowers when he's good.
He was really good last night. But he was also... The throws were good. But you're also playing against New England Patriots, right?
Who's a good defense?
Come on.
It was also in your house on Thursday night to give you a little... But no, we'll get to that.
And their owner on the sideline was... Oh, I mean, did you see the pregame interview with Bobby Kraft?
That's
like,
right.
What the... Like, he literally said he picked Mayo to be his coach 5 years ago.
Mm. So did Will Levis. But... The thing about this game where I'm like, I'm not, is because, and I know this sounds weird because I really do like Kirk Cousins, man. I really, really do.
I think all like Kirk Cousins because we all watched the quarterback and he came across as a normal guy.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, right.
You can be like, well, he's cringy. Like, well, that's just because you probably have a problem with religion. And I think that everything the Chiefs put into this game, because I try to get out of the red and gold and Chiefs Kingdom sunglasses, but their defensive line is fantastic. And Kirk Cousins is a statue.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing too, is that Kirk Cousins, and for whatever it's worth, Buffalo Springfield, Kirk Cousins is not good in primetime games. He's won 4 times on Monday Night Football, and he's played in 11 Monday Night Football games.
Yeah, not good.
He's playing in back-to-back primetime games. And this is one of those games where I think, from my standpoint, if I was doing Atlanta radio, I would have to say that the only way the Atlanta Falcons win this game is if Kirk Cousins is perfect and Patrick Mahomes played like he did against Cincinnati.
Let me ask you this. In their prime in Minnesota, right, when he was up there and that thing was working in Minnesota, were the weapons in Minnesota better than the weapons are right now in Atlanta? I think you could make the case that maybe the weapons in Minnesota were, right?
They were,
right?
Justin Jefferson,
Adam Thielen, like they had Hawkinson,
Dalvin Cook.
They and was he there with Stephon Diggs for a hot minute too before they traded him to Buffalo?
No, he was.
So the weapons in Minnesota, I'm looking at when Kirk Cousins was there, and I'm like, boy, they were better than what Atlanta has right now. And Kirk Cousins was a nice quarterback with them, but still never was able to get them over the hump. And I feel like Kirk Cousins is that type of quarterback, like an Alex Smith type of quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. He's a really good quarterback, but when it comes to the big moments, he just doesn't have it. Like Patrick Mahomes, Derek Jeter, Michael Jordan, Shohei Ohtani now, like these are the guys that have it when it comes to the big moment. They play at a different level when the stage is big. Some big-time players don't play big when the stage is big. Alex Rodriguez is the perfect example to something like that. Josh Allen. You know, so you've got like these guys that just play big on big time stages and big time moments. I don't know that Kirk Cousins is necessarily that guy. And that's why I don't go into this game thinking, oh my God, we're going to lose this football game, because I just look at the matchup. Raheem Morris plus Kirk Cousins is less than Andy Reid plus Patrick Mahomes. And that defensive line, as you mentioned, you are so right about that, because I think this is going to be a big week for Chris Jones as much as I think it's going to be a big week for Travis Kelce. I mean, Chris Jones got robbed of a half sack, right? So he wants to get that thing back. So I don't have concern, because the two most important positions on the field are dominated in this matchup by the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I think it will probably be a closer game than, you know, most Chiefs fans want to believe. It's a primetime game. You got to get the people watching and keep them in tune for a while to get
keep
to that late local news. But I think it's going to be a closer game than people want to give it credit for, but I do believe the Chiefs end up pulling away and winning this thing. And so, no, I don't have concern. And again, it's regular season football, right? I don't get concerned about this team until the calendar flips and we're in the postseason. And then you can start to get concerned. Does it match up here? Does it match up there? Because there are certain times, and we've seen it every year with Andy Reid, where they go lay an absolute egg in the regular season and everybody goes, oh my God, what's wrong? And they use it as a learning experience. They bounce back. The Tennessee game in the first run to the Super Bowl, the Raider game last year. Like every year that they've had this run, there's been a regular season game, and you look at it, you go, oh my God, that was terrible. And they always use it for good, and they take off and run. After that Tennessee game, they didn't lose a game again. After that Raider game, they didn't lose a game again. And now they've won, 8 straight games, beating Baltimore twice, beating San Francisco, beating the Chargers. Like, they have gone on an 8-game gauntlet where they have beaten some seriously awesome, awesome football teams. And now they got Atlanta. And Atlanta isn't an awesome football team. They're a good football team. And this should be one of those games, in my opinion, where the Chiefs go out there and they let Travis Kelce get involved and everybody's happy. Chris Jones get a couple sacks, everybody's happy. And I think this is kind of one of those feel-good type of games for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. I mean, I think the other thing that could be a possibility is the fact that Carson Steele might become a little bit more of a well-known name.
Could be.
Like, we all know him here as, like, the Gator Man, right? Like, everyone knows he has an alligator and that he's, like, got this long blonde hair and he's a, you know, pick out of UCLA. And it's been, you know, we got to know him in preseason, which is the luxuriousness of having, like, a local sports team or a football team this year, you know, obviously in your city. But I think he is going to be RB1. I think he's going to get 10 to 15 touches. I don't know if he's going to get 10 to 15 handoffs, but I think he's going to get, you know, 11 handoffs, 4 passes thrown his way. I think they're going to mix in Samaje Perine, and I think that's what you're going to see from the running game. I think Mahomes is probably, depending on where the game goes, going to probably throw it at least 30, 35 times. I think that's the script, at least, that we'll get into a little bit later that I'll tease at you. But I think you're going to see this guy have one of those 2 or 3 plays where it's like you'll see him on angry runs on Monday or on Tuesday with Kyle Brandt. You're going to hear the story on Sunday Night Football from Collins where you're like, come on, man, this guy's got a gator. No way. He is a Gator. And you're going to hear Jack Collinsworth talk about how he's got Gator boots.
Will he be in that brown coat?
With the pimped out Gucci suits.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, like, that's, I think that's kind of an interesting look at to see like how Carson Steele plays in this game, because if there's one thing that we loved about Isaiah Pacheco is the fact that Isaiah Pacheco was your Wade Davis or your closer. He was the guy that fourth quarter, it's 31 to 27, 5.5 minutes left. Yeah, Mahomes can, you know, he can nuke that clock down to 1.5 minutes. But it makes it really easy when Isaiah Pacheco gets those one or two first downs on a 3rd and 3 or a 2nd and 5. And you're like, damn it, they're going to have another, you know, 2 or 3 minutes here with the ball. And if Carson Steele can do that and it's on primetime football, and he's a very, I don't mean it from like an attractive from like look wise, but he's very, it's like the long hair, the run hard mentality. And what do we always say about Brett Veach? He always like finds that diamond in the rough. Sure. Isaiah Pacheco, you mentioned, I think, 4 times yesterday. He was a 7th-round pick out of Rutgers.
Right.
Right. Like, Trent McDuffie was a 1st-round pick, but nobody on their draft board is like, oh, this Trent McDuffie guy could be a top 10 pick. And then after the draft's over, it's like, yeah, Veach stole another one.
Yeah.
And
well, I think we just say that now, no matter who he picks, right?
Right.
Like, because no matter, it seems Veach got a guy.
Well, Legarius Sneed, 4th-round pick out of Louisiana Tech. How you doing? You know, it's just like Charvarius Ward.
Charvarius Ward for that guy that Binkley loved on the defensive line, Catapano or whoever it was that they traded for him. No, or this is a week where we don't see Carson Steele at all because everybody thinks you're going to see Carson Steele.
Well, who would you see instead? Samaje?
No running back. I think this is the week.
Oh,
maybe
you're going to see Steele.
You get it to Xavier. Oh, you probably will. But I don't know that it's going to be a breakout party for Carson Steele. I think they're probably going to try to showcase their wide receivers. This is a good opportunity, I think, in your passing game.
Yeah.
Now that your number one running back is down, let's get Xavier Worthy more worked in, right? Let's get Xavier more worked into the offense, get him more familiar with the offense, get him up to speed even more, work Rashee Rice in a little bit. Maybe you see a little bit of Sky Moore and Mecole Hardman. But I really think this offense this week is going to run through Travis Kelce. And I think that's going to be the situation that we're going to be looking for. I think it's going to be Travis on first down, Travis on second down, Travis on third down, right? Because I think right now, even Travis is pissed at Travis. Right, like, because you could hear it. He was on his own podcast talking about how he's not been good for the last 2 weeks. And so I've seen this before with these guys. When they start talking about things that aren't working, they normally go out there and fix it. And so I just think this week, like, if you're looking for fantasy style points, I wouldn't draft a running back for the Chiefs or start a running back for the Chiefs, because I just don't think they're going to be that involved.
Well, they score
this week, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he's going to put up a ton of numbers.
Yeah,
but I think I could see like Carson Steele having 2 touchdowns, and all of a sudden it's like he's got 10 carries for 43 yards and 2 touchdowns. Everybody's like, who's this Carson Steele guy?
You're assuming we can get a yard.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, if you're looking for rushing props, Carson Steele at 44.5.
Ooh.
I'd hit the under on that. I think
I don't hate it.
Patrick Mahomes is at 18.5.
That's always a weird number, the quarterback number, isn't it? It's always a weird number.
Samaje Perine is 16.5. And then this is the greatest one I've seen in a long time. Kirk Cousins is 0.5. All he's going to do is take a yard,
run. But what if he, what, like,
plus 115 at 0.5 for Kirk Cousins. Ooh. All you need is just give me a 1 yard.
The
dip.
Tiniest tush push.
Cash out. Yeah.
But here's the thing. And I don't think this is going to happen, but like, he gets like a yard rushing and then he kneels at the end of the game and loses a yard.
That's
right.
Done.
And then you're done.
Then you're
screwed. Right. Yeah. Like, you've seen bets. That's a bad beat. That's a really bad beat in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I normally don't feel bad for the rich and famous, but I do feel bad for Chris Jones.
Hey, listen, I'm trying my best not to get fined, but in my 9 years of playing, 3 days later, when my hand was clearly on him, I don't know who viewed it. I can't tell you how many eyes viewed this play. Play 29, but who's counting? That we both touched him at the same time. I mean, so I look at it like this, you know? I look at it like this. We go back to last year. I rep Russell Wilson, bringing him down. George touched him as he was going down to give him a half, right? I don't report it. But if we that critical on sacks,
on what?
Put me in 11 sacks last year. You know what I mean? But this year, a sack that I worked so hard to get half. We're going to pill it. We need to get more eyes on it. I think, you know, we only human. We make mistakes. But I'm trusting in the league, in the NFL, and all the individuals that partake in the statistic-wise, and the FanDuel, and all the fantasy players, that whoever won Sunday and lost yesterday, they'll be able to redeem that and get their money back. Because I'm on you guys' side.
How did you find out about this, that they took that sack away?
I'm on Twitter. And I, honest to God, out of my 9 years of playing, I never seen it. I never seen it happen. It never happened to me. It was a first for me. I was traumatic and destroyed by it. Very emotional, as you can see on ads. I don't want the dinner. I just want my half a sack, okay? To keep the dinner. I don't want the dinner. Just give me my half a sack back. I work for it. I'm not asking for anything that I didn't earn.
He's got incentives, brother.
That's right. Yeah. The hell with your 801 Chop House. I want my
incentive, because if I get 10, I get a million, right?
That's
or
right.
Something like that. I want to know this. Whose job is it to go back and watch the game film and see if actually sacks happened on a Wednesday in the NFL offices? Like, is that an intern job? Is that a low-paying job? Is that what you do before your commissioner? Like,
feels kind of important.
That job sucks, though.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like the guy at the Chiefs who is paid to listen to us all day, right? Like, God love you out there. Whoever used to be Luke Shano used to sit there and listen to us all day long and take notes for Pioli, right? Like, I'm not kidding. Used to sit there and take notes on everything we said and would go to Scott Pioli and say what they're saying on the radio, right? That job has to be horrible. Whose job is it in the NFL to go back and say, you know what we need to do? We need to go through all of these games and make sure the official scorer or the statistician in football was correct. And then you got somebody going out there and going, man, we're going to take a half a sack away from Chris Jones. Like, you were safety patrol and homeowners association president if you were doing that kind of stuff in the NFL office. Like, that job's got to be terrible for somebody.
I just think it's funny that somebody appealed it. Do you think, George?
Who appeals it, though?
I don't know.
Who's appealing something
like
that?
That's what I'm saying. Somebody on the roster had to appeal it. Because he said there was a sack last year that he could have appealed, but he didn't do it.
Right.
He's like, and George got credit for it. It's like
his mom or something.
I don't know if he's like, if he's saying something like that or if he's, it's kind of funny to me that he's got this sort of,
I didn't know that was a thing, quite honestly. Like, we're going back and reviewing the game film during the week to make sure that we got the sack numbers correct. Like, that's just bizarre.
They do that with, like, assists in basketball. Like, did he take two dribbles? Oh, we got to take that assist away.
It's but it is interesting because there are people.
No, because there's big money involved.
There is people, like, because, which I don't know how you get your money back, because if you were on FanDuel, hopefully you cashed that out. Once he got that
half sack. Well, once they paid you, like FanDuel's not coming back and taking, they can't.
But I have seen, not with a sack, because I don't play that, like, diligently of a fantasy league, but I have seen where, like, they didn't rule it a catch.
Right.
And they went back and adjusted the stat, and a guy that was in my league one time literally lost a game that he thought he won because he was up by one, and they adjusted the stat.
Adjusted.
I have been a part of that.
How much later, though, did they do that?
It was like Tuesday.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, so it happened Sunday, and then Tuesday they adjusted. It was like, no, you actually didn't win because he went to bed Monday night with a one-point win, and then they adjusted the stat. He woke up Tuesday morning, and his fantasy team lost. Not that anybody cares. But
right. No, but that's interesting because I just didn't know, like, that's the case. Like, that's just a little ridiculous. Just let the game go, man. If something happens, it happens. If it's missed, it's missed. There's nothing you can do about it. Tuesday, you're not adjusting things.